Chapter 33.
The Lake of Apparitions was neither warm nor cold, still nor roiling. It simply was. Beyond time and sensation, beyond fear or desire or duty, it embodied surrender and attainment, death and immortality, and Luke had never felt more ready to slip below its dark surface and join his beloved Mara. To wrap himself in her liquid embrace and let the depths of eternity wash away the anguish of his wounds, the ache of his lonely despair. But something would not let him sink. He lay on the water for a year, or a minute, hurt and exhausted, watching Abeloth's pale form vanish. Her eyes were empty and dark, her tentacles curled into loose balls. Her golden hair was fanned about her head in a floating halo, and she did not seem to be sinking so much as merely shrinking. Luke continued to watch as she dwindled to the size of a thigh, a foot, a finger, then a mere sliver that seemed to hang below him, wavering and flickering, before it finally slipped from sight. And still, Luke did not sink. He was too weak to rise, and he could feel nothing of himself except the aching void Abeloth had torn in his chest. It occurred to him that he might well be dying, and it was not a thought that brought him any fear. Even if his life had not been as long as Yoda's, it had been a good one, filled with close friends and much-loved family. He had been of some small service, at least to his fellow sentient beings. And in the new Jedi Order, he had rekindled a light that had once gone out in the galaxy. He had few regrets for anything he had done, and if the time had come to let another Jedi carry the torch, he was ready.
"Not yet, Skywalker."
The voice was warm and familiar, and it came from beside Luke. He turned to find Mara's face breaking the surface of the water. Then he saw a hand gripping the back of his biceps and realized that she was floating beneath him, preventing him from sinking.
"Mara, it's okay," Luke said. "I'm ready. I want to be with you."
"Too bad."
He felt his upper body rising as she tried to push him upward.
"I don't want to be with you. Not here. Not yet."
"What?"
Luke asked, feeling more confused than resentful.
"Mara, I'm wounded. Badly. Abeloth took something out of me."
"She wounded him, too."
Mara's other hand rose out of the water and pointed past Luke's head toward the tattooed Sith who had helped Luke kill Abeloth. The stranger was on his feet, limping toward the far shore with both hands clutched to his chest.
"If he can do it, so can you."
Luke forced himself to sit upright. The effort made his head spin and his whole being ache, but he refused to collapse back into the water. He had no idea of the Sith's true identity, but it did not seem wise to let him return to the physical galaxy alone.
"That's ridiculous. Their injuries may be different."
This voice came from Luke's other side, sinister and cajoling, and also familiar.
"Besides, Sith are stronger. They have the dark side."
"Who is he?"
Luke asked, turning to find Jason looking up from the water on his other side.
"You know, don't you?"
"I told you,"
Jason replied.
"He's the one I saw sitting on the throne of balance." "The dark man of your vision?"
Luke asked. This was the best opportunity he would ever have to learn for certain why Jason had turned to the dark side, and he was determined to take advantage of it.
"The one you sacrificed yourself to stop?"
"I saw only one, and you're letting him win."
Luke shook his head.
"He can't win, Jason. Whatever damage you caused the Force, you accomplished that much. The Sith will never rule the galaxy. Not now.